Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Love letters to Kelly, 30 minutes away. Oh, how do I write a love letter to Kelly? Go to kidnation.com. We have the tab set up. You just write us. And then we try to get to as many as we can.
Any type of relationship issue. It doesn't have to be boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife. There's sometimes it's family.
Family or
family's love.
Wanting to get into a relationship and you don't know what to do. The next step. Kelly's got great advice on that. In the studio, we all have siblings. I believe Al, your sister, you and your sister are pretty close in age.
5 years.
Kelly, you and your brother are extremely close.
Apart.
2 years apart. Then it's me with my sister that I grew up with because I met some later in life. But my sister and I are 12 years apart, and I thought that was a big gap.
Yeah.
You know, that's tough to build a relationship,
a
12 years. But then there's Jenna.
Yes.
And you have a way bigger gap with your little sister and
brother. I do. I grew up an only child.
Yeah.
For all intents and purposes, really. I mean, until I was 20, I don't even know exactly. I was graduating college, and my parents got divorced. My dad remarried, and they now have two children. So, you know, they're my half-siblings. I mean, I say they're my little brother's sister or half. Sometimes people get upset when I say half. But they know we have different moms and same dad. And they are smart kids. But and see, this makes me terrible because then I always forget. Like, it's 9 and 11, I think, now. I mean, they grow up so fast, but then I forget exactly what ages they are.
Right.
But I think that's about right.
Your brother is older than your little sister,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he's 11. Yeah, I have Dylan and Lucy. And I feel like I'm not the best big sister, and I want to be a good big sister. And I know that it's different when I'm the age that I am, and you know, I didn't grow up with them, so it's not like I'm in the same house all the time. But you know, I try, and you know, at least once a month, like go take them out to a movie or do something.
Yeah.
And it's hard. It's hard to have them. They're interested in totally different things. So, but Lucy, being my little sister, she plays soccer, and she really looks up to me. I've learned that she really likes me. I brought her to Jingle Ball so she could meet Charlie Puth. JC, that was so great in that interview that you had Charlie Puth meet Lucy. She was thrilled.
We had Charlie even say her name, and she was all stoked about it.
Yes, yes. So, but I messed up. I forgot her birthday.
Oh, no.
And she has that dreaded New Year's Day birthday. Her birthday is January 2nd, I believe. And I knew I was going out of town, so when I went over for Christmas to give them presents and see the family there, I gave her double present because that's what I do on Christmas. Because I knew I was going out of town, so I knew I wasn't going to see her on her actual birthday.
Oh, okay.
So I kind of thought I covered myself, but I made a note to myself, call her on her birthday because that's what you should do because I was going to miss the birthday party, the dinner.
Right.
Because I was out of town. So at least I gave her a present, so I'm not the worst person ever. But it's important, I think, to call, especially because my dad was so forgetful that he would forget my birthday sometimes, and I hated it. It would make me so upset when I was at college or something, and he wouldn't remember my birthday, and I was always like, I'm not going to do that. And I know that's a guy thing. But then I do it. I do it. And I don't remember literally until a couple of days ago. So now I'm 9 days out.
Oh, wow.
Hey, I gave her a present. Maybe she doesn't know, but now these kids are getting to the age that they're smart, and they're smart kids. I mean, JC, you've met them. They're smart to a point. I mean, my dad and stepmom are both brilliant and so smart. And so these little kids, you can sit, and I talk to little kids like I will talk to an adult minus the swear words. You know, like I will just have a regular conversation to a point. Like one day I was sitting there, and my dad and stepmom, and we're, you know, filling each other in on life, and the kids just sit there and listen. I mean, you know, there are kids that will watch scary movies.
Yeah.
And they're almost, they're little adults.
Yeah.
They're not little kids.
You could probably talk politics with Dylan. He's that smart.
I was telling a story, and for some reason the word prostitute came up, and they're nodding their head, and Lucy just kind of stopped and goes, hold up a second. What's a prostitute?
Oh, boy.
And I'm like, oh, my gosh, what did I just do? So it's that kind of scenario.
Yeah.
For the most part, they know everything.
They're picking
right?
up on everything you're saying.
So then I think, okay, as soon as I realize I forgot to call her on her birthday, I'm like, okay, I got this. I emailed her.
She has an email.
Yes, I know. That's why I'm like thinking that she's like my friend, you know, that she's my age. Oh. She has an email.
9 years
Dylan
old.
Has a cell phone. You know, he's 2 years older. Yeah, she has an email address.
Huh. Does she at least have like a cute email, like CareBear08 or something?
Yeah, it's her name.
Okay, cool.
And some
zero
and some numbers and whatever. But I emailed her because I told the kids that I want an email. I want an email every week from them telling me how school was. So I'll email both of them and be like,
oh, cool.
How was school this week? Because I thought, hey, they're into their email. This is a cool way to keep in touch. But then I realized I emailed her and asked her if I could take her to lunch. I'm an idiot. She's in school. You can't go take a kid out of school for lunch, I don't think, right?
You go have school with her at lunch. Lunch with her at school.
Really?
Yeah.
And then I realized, I think she probably only checks her email, like, I don't know, once a week, once a month.
You
I don't
would
know.
Be a rock star if you show up at her school for
and
lunch.
With McDonald's
that
or something.
That means my daughter's asking me to show up, too, because they just that makes them a rock star for the day. Anybody from the outside comes in.
I wrote her an email and said I was out of town, and I'm the worst. There's no excuse, and I would love to take you to lunch sometime this week. And I still haven't heard back because I know the little thing hasn't checked her email. And, of course, I could call my dad or stepmom and get a hold of her, but I realize I'm such an idiot. I email her and ask if I can take her to lunch.
Kelly's right. Yeah,
I
show
know.
Up.
So, wait, I can show her. But the school will allow that? You I can show
yeah.
up
yeah.
and
yeah. ask the mom.
I'm a stranger showing up.
Well, you ask the mom what the rules are. And for her school, because every school has different rules.
If you show up with a pizza, my
daughter.
Oh, kids are all gluten free and healthy and
well,
stuff.
Well, it'd just be for you two, but my daughter's other school, before she's in this school, they had cafeteria, and the kids and the parents who came were required to eat at the cafeteria.
Oh, okay.
You couldn't bring in any outside
food. Oh, really?
So you need to just ask the mom what the
rules
are.
Yeah, different schools.
So you think that is the good approach?
Oh,
for sure.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
For sure.
Yes. But you know what I'm saying? It's difficult for me to know, unless it's going to eat or going to a movie, where she does like to get pedicures occasionally. And then I thought, wait, is that selfish? If I want a pedicure, does she want that? It's like, I don't know what someone that's 9 years old would love to do me.
A pedicure
maybe
would be
anything.
Awesome.
Maybe anything's the answer, but I don't know what to do. And if you think going to school would be the rock star move,
for sure.
I'd love to do that.
Can you do a pizza party with just her class, where it's like a career day and Jenna speaks about how cool her job is, and then she brings a pizza and then the class has pizza?
I would like to offer myself for career day.
That feels a little narcissistic.
You don't have to, but if they asked you to get up there, me, sure, I'll get up here and talk.
I would do anything because
Bring me to work day. Bring me to school day.
I didn't realize how much she looked up to me, so that makes it even worse.
Yeah.
You know? I just kind of thought they're like my friends, you know? And
If you check with the school, see what they say about the food thing, like Kelly was saying, that would be awesome. That would be awesome. I think that's a
okay.
And she's so smart that I think she would understand. You know, your little sister's smart enough to know that you didn't do that to hurt her feelings. And half the times when you call little kids, it's going to be one word answer, phone call type thing. Like, how was your birthday? Good. What'd you guys do? Went to eat. All right.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you later. So I don't think she's going to be that upset for that.
I didn't want to be that person.
I know. Yeah, I know.
She was that upset, you would have gotten a call from her mom.
Yeah.
True. Or her.
So that's good news.
Yeah, they knew I was out of town, but
it's
still,
funny how,
there's no excuse.
Like, when I was growing up, happy birthday, mom, sister, dad, everybody called to sing you happy birthday.
Right.
But now when you don't get it, you miss it. So yeah, if you can.
Especially at that age.
You can keep up those traditions.
Birthdays are important.
I still get it now. My mom will still call me and sing happy birthday to me. And
really?
Yes, absolutely.
I will always
my
remember.
My sister will as well.
I remember the strum of the guitar. My dad would always come in every morning on my birthday and sing me happy birthday. And I would just hear that, and it would automatically smile on my face before I even opened my eyes.
Yeah.
So you could just next year start a tradition.
No matter how you feel about it as a young kid, whether you like it, hate it, whatever, when you're an adult, you really love it and dig it. And when you don't have it, you miss it.
What if you called your parents and your stepmom and you're like, hey, I'm to ask them for advice on missing her birthday.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They go, wait, it was her birthday?
No, they went to dinner as a family.
Oh, man. Yeah, let us know how it goes. I think the idea of going to the school is great.
Can I take her out of school?
I think so. I think you can.
Sometimes they let you
know.
What is she in second grade?
Third.
Third grade?
Yeah.
What are we learning in third grade?
Christopher Columbus.
I mean, she'll learn about that stuff later.
All right. Well, cool. If you think that's the best move is to surprise, to get authorization and surprise and show up, then
could have been worse, Jenna. Could have been worse.
Yeah. Oh, I know it could have been worse, but I don't know.
I think you should buy her a pony.
It's something that's important to me, and I feel really bad about it.
You need to buy her a pony.
Yeah. Go on Craigslist, find a pony.
You need to buy her a pony.
No, I don't want to buy things. It's about
get a pony
time.
For free.
I already got her a present.
Free pony.
Steal her a pony.
I'm going to ride the pony.
Maybe take her.
Take Genuine.
Take her to Miami, because that's what we want to do for you, Kid Nation.
What?
How would you like to go to Eden Rock Resort in Miami? Compliments of Kelly and her boyfriend, Alan.
Hello, I'm Alan.
They went through the thousands of entries.
There's so many
and they're so
people.
Good. Aren't they so good, Kelly?
It's so hard.
All right, well, we get another Lucky Kid Nation member, and they're shouty. to go to Miami next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Kelly Raspberry and her boyfriend.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Just celebrated 1 year together.
Yes, our 1 year dating anniversary.
She said it took a dark turn. We still got to talk about that here in a couple minutes. But we still need to hear the beautiful message.
Oh, no.
That he posted on Facebook, which is public.
It's very long.
Oh, no, Kelly. This is beautiful. We will give you a mascara alert for this one, ladies. It's that cute. Fellas, listen to what a real man sounds like.
Is he gonna read it?
No.
Oh.
He's not on the phone with us right now.
Okay.
So playing the part of Alan is gonna have to be me.
Oh.
Hello, I'm Alan. All right.
Is this a dream come true for you?
Yeah. Of course it is, Kelly.
Saying these things
because
to me.
You guys
first the truck, now this.
I know. You guys were in charge of picking our couples to go to Miami.
Yeah.
And this is the kind of person that's choosing our Kid Nation members.
Okay. Oh boy.
Hello, I'm Alan. I've always wondered, how does someone really know when it's right? When does it happen?
Let me sit down for this.
Sit down now.
Yeah, I'm gonna sit down. I guess I don't want my knees to get weak.
I know you don't.
Fall out.
No.
I might fall over.
You need a tissue?
Yeah, you're going to the tissue.
Yeah, all right.
Sorry, bring me a tissue.
I'll continue.
This all right. is so embarrassing.
I know everyone is different. No, this is romantic, Kelly. Take it all in.
Light a candle.
But I remember last year when Kelly told me she was going on a week-long road trip sponsored by VroomVroomVroomToGo.com. It's for work. And then a week-long vacation after that, I was bummed because I was afraid she might forget me.
Aww.
We had only been dating a little while, but I remember missing her a lot and wanting to see her again a lot. You know it's right when she respects you and talks to you like you're Superman, which in turn makes you feel and want to be her Superman. Now it happens when you see her treat your children with as much love and care as she gives her own daughter. It's right when you are as excited to have lunch with someone after a year as it was the first day you met. And as a man, you don't mind if she picks food from your plate. Now, it happens when you're able to share spiritual relationships and you realize that you're just not floating around in space randomly, that God will redeem all that he allows earlier in your life. And this is where you're supposed to be now, with her. I could go on and on about all the things I love about Kelly, including her positivity.
I'm sure you could.
Which is the newfound thing we just found a year ago.
You lost me now.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the formula is, but I will always maintain that I'm extremely lucky. I'm an extremely lucky person, dad, brother, son, and boyfriend. Boyfriend. Happy anniversary, Kelly Raspberry. Hold on, because 2017 is going to move fast.
Yeah.
And we have a lot to check off our list.
Wow. Very sweet.
Let me see your left hand.
It's fine.
Okay.
I was just checking. You had your hand like on your lap. I couldn't see it. I'm like, wait a minute. Is there something that...
No. Just a heartfelt message from a man who loves his woman.
You know what? That was beautiful.
That was
a beautiful, sweet... As nice as a card is, when there's something handwritten on the left-hand side that hopefully came from the heart, and not from a CD lyric. I really do appreciate that. If a man can articulate, we are not usually good at words, by and large.
Some guys
are better than others.
When you sit down and you think about that girl, it just comes out.
Yeah,
it should come out.
You did the same thing for Kenzie on her birthday.
I did.
Did you not? Yeah, you. Were,
yeah. I did the story. Yeah, the story of us. I did how we met and what she means to me. And it just blurts out. It just comes out.
Well, see, now the other 99.9% of men listening right now, me included, we're like trying to recollect the last time we said something sweet to our women. It's been a while for me, other than hey, babe, thinking about you.
Well, life gets in the way of romance. Yeah.
I do that. Hey, miss you, thinking about you. Blah blah blah. What's the weather like in Detroit? Those are my sweet little things that I say.
Work. You have to work at it.
And so yeah, fellas, we got work to do.
That's a reminder right there.
We
Alan
got work
should
to
serve
do.
As a reminder that we need to take time to let our girls know how we feel.
Slow clap for Alan.
You know what I'm saying?
Slow clap for Alan.
Well done.
I'm gonna have to write something sweet to my woman today.
Alan,
do it right
you
now.
Should.
Hang on, it's not going to be quite that long.
At least just communicate.
Not that long.
It's not going to be quite that long.
What you wearing?
Let's see. Hey, baby. Yeah.
Are you going to share it with all of us? Well, Alan did, so you should.
Maybe he'll share it after.
Hey, baby.
He gets that kind of music?
No, because we got to get to the Miami trip.
Oh.
What's up?
Oh, gosh.
All right.
Tomorrow I'll read what Patch wrote to Dr. Girlfriend.
Oh, you are wrong. You are wrong for that. You are wrong for that.
And we'll get to Kelly's dark turn on her one year anniversary date after we get this winner right here.
Okay.
Kelly, you and Alan went through all these letters.
Yeah, there are so many. They're still coming in. It's crazy.
This one stood out.
This one did. I love this so much. It said, you may read the letter now?
Sure.
Okay. It all started on New Year's Eve 2015. Mm-hmm. I was babysitting and browsing through Plenty of Fish.
Okay.
Kind of like Tinder, except you can message anyone. Well, I came across this adorable man and I could not resist, so I used my pickup line.
Oh.
If you were a Transformer, you would be Autobot and your name would be Optimus Fine.
Oh!
Oh my God.
I would propose
that
right
would
there.
Work. That
I would
work.
Propose
Obi.
Right there.
I would buy her a drink. Right
he thought that was the best line ever, and
absolutely.
Immediately responded. After talking all day, we met up for frozen yogurt the next day.
There
Who
you go.
Doesn't love froyo?
Froyo.
And then dinner the next evening. We clicked instantly, and on Valentine's Day, he told me he loved me. It has now been a year, and we are married.
What?
I have two kids: my son who's 6, my daughter who's 4. His father's only around when it's convenient for him, so he has stepped up and has been that amazing father figure my children have needed. Aww. We could not be happier.
Aww.
Even if we're not chosen, I'm still happy to share our love story with you, and that's from Christine.
Oh, man, all this sweetness going around.
Right? Hey, Christine.
Sugar
Hi.
Factory.
Christine, your pickup line won you love, and it won you a trip to Miami. That is the best pickup line ever.
Awesome.
Christine?
Hello.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought we lost you.
No, I'm here.
So what is it Optimus Fine doing right
Optimus
now?
Optimus Fine.
I told him to listen, so he is driving to work, or driving on his way to work.
What's his name?
Anthony.
Anthony.
Optimus Fine.
Is Anthony going to be excited y'all get to go to Miami Beach?
I hope so.
I hope everybody at Anthony's job today calls him Optimus Fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you know Anthony, that's his name.
I love that.
If he has a name tag at work, get him one that says Optimus Fine.
Optimus Fine.
At least for today.
That is awesome.
What a great story.
Yeah. Now, what is she going to be doing out there in Miami, Jenna?
Oh, my gosh. So much. This is one of those trips that I'm like, wait, I want to go on this right now. I wish I could submit myself. Because the Eden Rock Miami Beach Resort is such a great hotel. It's right on the beach. And there's a Nobu restaurant in there, which is really great.
Yeah.
Actually, it's my absolute favorite restaurant. The best Asian food, sushi. You have 3 full-service swimming pools, which means you can get a Miami Vice. You have to drink a Miami Vice.
You have to.
In Miami on the beach, okay?
Careful. Be careful.
They're stinky.
They're really sugary. And
very
it's a
sugary.
But they are, it doesn't matter. It's just diet goes out the window, okay?
No, the hangover is the worst.
Nah.
there's no calories in Miami.
That's what I live off of when I go to the beach.
Oh, yeah,
so
for
I
sure.
love them. But you're right there walking distance from all the shops. And anytime you see a photo of Miami, you're going to be right there in the heart of it.
Awesome.
Awesome.
You and Optimus Fine have a great time.
Thank you.
Optimus Fine.
Any other pickup lines we should be aware about, or is that the best one?
That was the best one.
Okay, good. Yeah, you used the best one for your man, and you caught him.
I'm going to give that a 10.
Well done, Christine. You guys have fun. Take
thank
tons
you.
Of pictures.
Thank you so much.
Oh, no, thank you. And we still have 3 more trips to give away.
Yeah.
So go to KidNation.com and tell us all about your little love story, just like Christine did. You might be on your way to Miami.
Yeah, especially if you're sitting somewhere really cold right now.
Yeah.
Gosh, that's all I can think about when it's cold.
Whew. Go to Miami.
It's 80 degrees and sunny there right now, so write us a letter.
Okay, so when are we going to hear about the date and how it took a dark turn?
Tell me when.
Next.
Okay,
we talked a little long.
Yeah.
All right.
Your little Optimus Fine. No, I'm sorry. Yours is Boaz.
Yeah, her Boaz.
Your Boaz.
And she's Ruth. So we'll hear all about the dark turn that took place on the one-year anniversary date with Alan.
Hello, I'm Alan.
What could possibly go wrong with the perfect man?
Right.
Whose fault was it?
Right.
We'll find out. And we also have love letters to Kelly coming up.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Got love letters to Kelly coming up in a couple minutes here because we got to get to Kelly's one-year anniversary date yesterday.
Mm.
And she hooked us at the beginning of the show.
I know.
She said, it was good. It was a good day, but it took a dark turn. And then a gift took a dark turn as well.
Yes.
What could possibly go wrong?
So I saved all my gifts to give to him because it was just too much. He has a bucket list of things, so I gave him things that help him accomplish things on his bucket
Hold
list.
Hold on, plural gifts? Like more
than
one?
Yeah, like little, I mean, it was a bunch of things.
Okay.
You know, like
knickknacks.
He wants to run a 5K, so I gave him a gift card to, you know, help go get him some tennis shoes to run the 5K, things like that.
Gotcha.
So we're in the restaurant, and he says, okay, you want to open your presents? Okay. So I open the first one. He's like, you have to open them in order. All right. So he gave me this candle that has, we had just recently gone to the museum, and we're looking at all these beautiful rocks and crystals and stones. And I had said to him at the time, I said, wouldn't that be really a fun thing to collect, is all these, you know, if you had a beautiful collection of these. So he gave me a candle that had one of these rocks on the top. Mm. And he's like, by my reaction, he's like, well, I could tell that was a big dud. I was like, no, I love it. He's like, well, you know, it's, he said, don't you remember? It's, he had to remind me why he gave it to me. I said, that's great.
Don't you remember I was paying attention to you?
Yeah. Yes. And then, because I was like, oh, it's a candle. He's like, yeah, but look what's on top of the candle.
It's a rock.
Oh, it's a rock. He's like, yeah, remember.
Okay. So you collect rocks
so
now.
So then he gives me, yeah, I guess.
Candle rocks.
So then he gives me this, necklace that he forgot to leave the price tag on, and it's just a little necklace. It's not an expensive thing because it's a private, it's a lightning bolt, mm-hmm. but it's a private joke between the two of us that I'm not going to share.
Why
so
not?
Anyway, because it's a private inside joke lightning between the two of us.
Now we're going to be okay, Al.
Lightning
well,
bolt.
You have inside
his
jokes.
Sex is on fire.
Oh, you're shocking.
Everybody has their little inside jokes, and that's just for us.
Lightning bolt. Inside joke.
So what is a lightning bolt?
It's all right, come on.
If it's quick.
Yeah.
Just ba ba ba.
All right.
But it comes
so anyway,
with a boom. Okay.
Then he gives me this box. It's a beautiful box. It's a
little small box. Small blue box.
No, it's black. Uh-huh. It's bigger. It's like the size. I don't know what's the size of an envelope.
Okay.
I'd say about a size of a 4x5 envelope.
Okay. All right.
So it's beautiful. It's black and it's got gold on it and it's got a bumblebee in the corner because
bumblebee.
We met on Bumble a year ago.
Oh, so you got to remind us, Kelly. You got to remind us.
I thought he wanted to be your honeybee.
On Valentine's Day, he gave me the bumblebee necklace, and now I have the bumblebee box. We met on Bumble a year ago. He said, but open it. Mm. So I open it up, and it's one card from a deck of cards.
Okay.
And I turned it over, and it's like the Ace of Hearts, and it says something, because you have my heart. You know, a real sweet little love note on the card that he wrote and signed it. Okay. So that's all that's in the box, he said. So every year on our anniversary, I'm going to give you another card from the deck, and there's going to be a note on each card. I said, every year on our anniversary? He said, yes. I said, there are 52 cards in a deck. Yes. We're not going to live to fill the box.
Yeah, it's true.
He looked at me. He got like really horrified. It's like, one of us is going to die before the deck is filled.
How many cards do you think you can get to?
And he's like, oh, no. He said, I didn't think of that.
Yeah, maybe give three.
I said, you think I'm going to live to be that old? He started doing the math in his head. He's like, oh, no, we're never. And we both got really sad because you're going to die before the gift is completed.
Oh, no.
Isn't that awful?
Yeah, I might have to speed that up.
I'm going to be sitting there at your funeral with my uncompleted deck. Obviously, he's going to die before I am.
All guys do. We do.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that awful?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was a sweet thought. Yeah, but he's a magician.
Then you just give yourself a card every year.
I said, where are you keeping the rest of the deck? So I can find it when you die.
Oh, my God. Good to know he's still a guy who doesn't think things through sometimes, you know?
Oh, God. That hurt my stomach.
Give you a card every year. We're together.
Maybe you give me two cards a year or something.
This guy trying to do something so sweet and so thought out, and he's been so meticulous about everything and got this beautiful box with a card with such a
bumblebee box.
Such a sweet sentiment.
It's a beautiful box.
Yeah. I'll give you this every year for 50. Oh.
You know how hard it is to find things with bumblebees on them that are beautiful? And then
that's a beautiful necklace.
Thanks.
I like it a lot.
Thanks.
Maybe that could be your one and only tattoo that you ever get.
A bumblebee?
Yeah. You guys both get your little bumblebees.
That would be a huge surprise for him, wouldn't it?
You could get a little tiny one.
Oh, man.
That's an idea. Yeah. Maybe he's not. I know he's listening.
See, he wants another
maybe
tattoo.
Maybe he's not listening.
He?
I can surprise him with that. Oh, well.
Oh, man.
You sure you don't want to tell us about the lightning bolt, though?
No, that's a little inside joke between the two of us.
Fair enough. But before we get into love letters, Kelly, Anna Faris has a little advice. She has a podcast. She has a new book called Unqualified, where she gives life and dating advice. So a little love letter from Anna Faris. And there's a certain type of guy that she says you should not date.
Magician.
You don't think any woman should date a magician. If he's a magician, it's just end it right away.
I just think someone who really enjoys tricking you. Like, I enjoy a good magician every now and again, but just in my daily life, do you want somebody who's like, I'm not telling you my secrets?
Yeah.
I don't know who that person
right.
was.
Try again.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, like, that would be awful.
Can you knock it off and at least tell me your secrets?
Right.
That's the difference. Alan will tell Kelly
he
the
tell
secrets.
Me. Mm-hmm.
He does.
He tells me because I forget.
And you're the best secret keeper ever. You won't tell anyone.
I'm so the opposite of Alan because I just took something just while ago and with my girlfriend yeah. and it just
totally messed it up.
I totally messed it up. Alan's here getting nice, beautiful sentiments and nice, beautiful yeah. Facebook posts.
Okay, what'd you do, Al?
And so that's kind of a joke when Kelly said, read the letter, when you read the letter on, oh. from
kind
Kelly's
of a
Facebook.
Joke.
You know what girls love, kind of jokes.
It's kind of, I responded to my girlfriend as kind of a joke. I said, hey, baby, what's up? Like I said, that was just kind of a joke, me saying something romantic. She replied, hey, sitting here talking about a face transplant. And so she obviously is not listening to the show, doesn't know what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. So I said, oh, wow, that's interesting. If you were going to get a face transplant, whose face would you want?
Why would you ask her that?
Again, just demonstrating how opposite I am from the sweet dear yeah. Alan. She said, her reply, because she doesn't get my jokes, yeah. it doesn't work like that. It's just skin and muscle. You keep your facial construct, just your skull.
She was literal about it.
That's what gives it shape. And I'm like, it's kind of a joke. I was just kidding. Like, whose face would... Then I didn't reply. I never thought about wanting someone else's face. Who would you like me to look like? Now I'm a bad dude. I'm so far from that. Like,
you
I'm way over here.
You better not say Jennifer Lopez.
And no, I'm not. And I'm way over here. Like, yeah. Just out, just stretch your arms way out. Alan's way over here on this left mm-hmm. side. I'm way opposite.
Did you say that one hot friend that she
no.
has that you said you would hook up with before? What's her name, Jennifer or something?
No,
Jessica?
No, no.
Yeah, don't say that. Because then it's a
Dr. X girlfriend.
You want to ruin that one.
I think you need to send her a little something out.
Yeah, now you screwed up.
I love your face.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't ever transplant it. That's cute.
Yeah,
I love your face. Don't ever transplant it.
Don't.
Thank you. Yeah, I'll help.
I would be very intrigued to read the conversations between Big Al and his girlfriend on text. Because that's the only way he communicates.
You know what it is.
Them
you
out,
know what it is.
Please.
It's, hey, baby.
Al, can we go through your phone?
No!
Come on.
No!
Do Big Al texting theater?
Come on,
you
Al.
Send her pics.
I'll pick and choose.
No, picking and choosing. We want to pick and choose.
Let us self-edit as we go.
Yeah. Come on, Al.
All right, we'll see.
We'll see. Maybe
she
tomorrow.
Would never.
No, give it to White Cheddar. He'll do the producing thing.
You trust him.
Yeah, I trust him.
He'll protect you. Maybe.
Hurry up. Text message go through.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we'll find out what Big Al's girlfriend says, if she forgives him or not.
Oh, man.
And we'll finally get to love letters to Kelly coming up next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We need your brain to connect now, Kelly.
Yes.
Because it's time to do some love letters to Kelly and give some great advice. You ready?
Let's do it.
Oh, she's ready.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I have this friend. He's one of the sweetest, kindest men I know. I sometimes think about pursuing a relationship with him. But I feel like I can't look past his weight. Mm-hmm. I know that sounds shallow, but he is at a very unhealthy weight. And I worry about being in a relationship with someone who does not value and take care of themselves and their body. I also feel like I mentally try to talk myself into being attracted to him because I really like him and he's such a great guy. He's handsome. But the weight is something I have a hard time looking past. Is this something worth pursuing? How do I talk to him about it? If the initial attraction is not there, is there hope that those feelings can grow? And that's signed possibly shallow.
I'm not saying you're shallow. I'm not going to say that.
It's understandable.
I'm saying no, don't pursue it. Because if you can't love someone and accept him, because what if he does lose the weight for you? Let's just say that, you know, you go to him and say, I love you. Or I want to, you're not in love with him, but I want to pursue something with you. He loses the weight. Y'all fall in love, get married. And what if he puts the weight back on? Then what right. are you going to do?
Yeah.
So I don't think this is the right relationship for you if it comes with conditions.
But it's starting in a good place.
They're friends and you hope for the best for him. But, you know, it's like you love someone. If you fall in love with them, you shouldn't have to talk yourself into being attracted to someone.
Right.
Why would you want that? I mean, people come in all shapes and sizes. You don't happen to be attracted to his size. And that you know, I'm not going to beat you down for, you know, anything like that. Yeah. But I'm just saying, if you have to talk yourself into being physically attracted to someone, there's somebody that's going to come along that you're going to have all these wonderful feelings for, and there's no conditions to it.
Yeah.
There's no conditions attached to it.
And if he's happy the way he is, or says that he is, then
he's happy.
If he is that great of a guy, he deserves someone who loves him at this size. You know, if he's that great, he deserves that as well. So if you love him as a friend, and you know, and you have that kind of relationship, say, let's go get healthy together. That's one thing. But you should never have to talk yourself into, well, he's a great guy. Look, he doesn't, you know, no matter what it is, weight or whatever, you shouldn't have to talk yourself into having feelings for someone.
But on the other side, don't you first thing you look at, it's the looks. You get attracted to somebody. That's what attracts you to them. And then once that starts settling, you fall in love with the person, right?
Yeah, the personality. And
which is where she's at right now. She loves his personality.
Well, she can't get passed away.
But she can't get passed away.
So that's it. You know?
I don't know.
Because all that, that's for you.
That's what I'm saying. That's my thing. You should not have to talk yourself into feeling something you don't feel.
Could they go on a walking date?
Usually doesn't work out. Sure. Even if you want to help him get healthy.
Active dates?
Yeah.
Sure. Go ahead.
But he does deserve somebody that's going to love him.
He deserves someone that loves him as he is. And takes them in all shapes and sizes.
Activeness is important. You know, if you can't, I think it would be hard to be with someone that was obsessed with exercise and you hated exercise.
But you also deserve to love someone so completely that you don't have to talk yourself into it.
Yeah.
So you both deserve better.
That's why she's a love expert right there.
There you go.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert. Mm-hmm. My name is Byron. My wife's name is Alexis. Now we have that all out there.
Okay.
We have been married for almost 12 years, and we've recently been talking divorce.
Uh-oh.
I had made her move out, but now she already has a new boyfriend in her new place.
Oh.
I see her with him, and even though she says she is happy, I can tell she's hurting just as bad as me.
Oh, really?
I love her, and she's my best friend. She's an amazing wife and mother to my kids. This is tearing my family and kids apart, and I don't want to do this. Well, I don't want this. She is my best friend, and I don't want to lose her without knowing I tried everything I could. You kicked her out, bud.
Yeah.
I haven't always appreciated her for all she has done for my family, but please help me. I have no other options left, and the papers are supposed to be done soon. I'm very serious about all the things I said I was going to do to change to be a better husband.
See, this is the thing.
Byron.
If Alexis is just living out there by herself, and there was no other guy out there, you wouldn't be thinking twice about it.
You got that
now
one, right?
You've gotten possessive, and now you're like, oh, you know, that's all it is. Yeah. Somebody else stepped in where you should have been.
Somebody's eating off your plate and you're mad.
That's right.
Yeah. And guess what?
Sorry, dude. Yeah.
She's probably moved on mentally.
Sorry, dude. You're going to have to sign those papers.
Yeah,
you need to make everybody's life a living hell and drag it out forever.
Sorry, Byron.
Don't do that.
I think that one's done.
Yeah.
Oh man.
You told her to move out. She did.
That's
she found
right.
a new man that's going to treat her nice.
Yeah, that's the risk you took.
And as the mother of your children, you should want her to be happy. And that's
now
what
you don't want to destroy your family.
Yeah. Sorry, dog.
Sorry.
A little late on that one.
Dang.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Something different. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm a woman in my 30s. I've been seeing a guy for over a year, and everything is going great.
Except.
In fact, so great.
What?
I can see myself marrying him.
Yeah, you can.
That's right.
The only problem is.
Oh, boy.
His last name is Hood. Now, I didn't think much about it at first, but now I just can't see myself having the name Robin Hood. Her name is Robin. His name is Hood.
I think that's cool.
That's so cool.
Hearing it all my life as a joke, I can't imagine if it was really my reality. Would it be crazy to ask him to change his last name?
Come on,
I mean,
Robin.
Imagine ordering a pizza and then them asking me my name. Or just every day.
Robin Hood, that's cool.
Should I just get over it and embrace it?
And get over it and embrace it.
Robin.
See the humor in life.
That's funny.
Oh my gosh.
That's
see the
funny.
Humor in it. You don't, you know what? You don't have to change your name anymore.
You don't, but that's funny.
Hyphenate. You can hyphenate.
It's cute. Yeah, hyphenate. There you go.
You could be a radio personality with that name. Hey, it's Robin Hood.
Of course.
Yes, that's great.
You can have a charity, you know, and give money to.
If that is the least of your problems, Robin.
Right. Robin.
You are very blessed. Very blessed.
Oh, man, that's such a cool name.
Imagine having to marry. There's some last names out there I wouldn't date because I'm like, I ain't going to be attached to that, but come on. Hood.
Yeah.
Oh, silly. P.S. His first name is Boys in the.
No. Boys in the. No, that's.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
This one's a little more serious.
Okay.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My boyfriend of 3 years, who I also have a child with, seems like he doesn't care that his actions have a negative effect on me and my feelings. I tell him how his actions make me feel, and he chooses to continue to do whatever, no matter how it makes me feel. He does things behind my back, knowing that I won't like it, and attempts to hide it from me. I always find out everything, and it's led me to question him. I don't trust him fully. What can I do to try and trust him again? Brittany.
Is this a husband or boyfriend?
It's boyfriend.
Sorry. Boyfriend, but with a child. And
so she had a child with a child.
And he's being disrespectful, yeah.
And she's wondering,
yeah, I got a boyfriend.
Now how do I fix you? There's nothing you can do, because he's obviously not going to change.
He's inconsiderate.
Yeah, he
he's inconsiderate.
Change.
He's not going to change. So this is the choice you as an adult woman have to make, is if this is the partner you want to spend the rest of your life with. Now you have a child with this man, this boy child. And that's your doing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure you love your child and everything, but you made this decision to have a child with this person.
Yeah.
I would suggest trying to make a go of it, but if you have to decide ultimately if this is the example you want set for your child, which I do not know if it's a boy or a girl, and what you're teaching your child what you will tolerate in a relationship,
right.
What is a healthy relationship, yeah. Which is obviously is not one. How do I get you to trust? He's not doing anything to earn your trust. He's not doing. You're not giving me any indication that he wants to change.
That's
his job.
He's
going to keep doing what he's going to do, because there's been obviously no consequences for it other than you whining about it, which he's probably going to tell all of his buddies what a nag you are because you won't shut your mouth about what he's doing, but he continues to do it. There's zero respect in this relationship. Now I'm going across a two-paragraph letter.
Yeah.
I'm surmising like all these
there's
things.
There's two sides,
seems
but,
like you're
but,
pretty dead on.
But it seems to me like he's A, not caring that he's hurting your feelings.
Yeah.
B, he's not offered to change, but you're asking me how you can get over it. You just either accept it, this is what it is, or you decide I'm going to do better, and you hold him accountable for his actions, let him see there are consequences to it, and he decides whether it's worth the price of losing you and the kid.
Call him inconsiderate. Sometimes when you hear the word, like,
name call,
you're an inconsiderate person. That kind of stings a little bit. Unless you just don't. Well,
she said things to him and he doesn't care.
Yeah.
She said things to him, yeah. Right? Did I hear
no,
that? She's
yeah.
told him it hurts
yeah.
my feelings.
Yeah. Yeah.
He doesn't care about your feelings, so he keeps doing what he's doing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Instead of
yeah.
name calling, I would say, I'm unhappy, but I want to try and save this. Are you willing to do what it takes? And if not, then you don't have an option, right?
And, yeah.
I wouldn't live my life in misery.
No, I'm just not
going to do it.
No.
Kelly's
life's
on fire today.
Oh, I'm on fire?
Fire today, yeah.
I don't think I'm on fire.
Life's too short to be with inconsiderate people. How about that?
But you know, you really need to think before you start making babies with people that don't
Word.
That don't treat you right.
Babies fix everything, Kelly.
Oh my God!
So does marriage.
Yeah, babies and marriage fix everything.
Babies and marriage fix everything.
Ridiculous.
They'll bring you closer together if you're in a great relationship.
No, I think if you're like at odds with one another, that
oh yeah, that's
everything.
That's what you got to do. We're kidding, by the way. If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to kidnation.com. We do it every Wednesday around the same time.
Yep.
Get solid advice like the one you just heard right now.
It's the Kidcratic Morning Show.
You guys want to have a little fun?
Let's do it.
Let's do a little match game action right now. How about that?
All right.
Match game is on tonight if you want to watch the actual show, because it did return. I believe last year was the return of the match game. So we like to play because we weren't allowed to play back in the day with Kid because he hated it. So,
but Kelly loves it.
But so. Kelly loves it. We love it. We all love the match game. So it's back with our host, Nick Adams.
Hello, guys. Happy New Year. Thanks for having me back.
What's going on, Chuck?
Man, not much. We're excited to play match game. Everyone knows how to play, right?
Sure do.
Okay, great. Before we get into the rules and everything, let's say hello to our contestant, Lacey.
Hi, Lacey Pilot.
Howdy, how are y'all?
Cool name, by the way, Lacey Pilot.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Good name for either, well, stripper.
Oh, my goodness.
Hold on, Lacey. Hold on 1 second. Al,
what
are you doing?
That makes no sense.
Would be a great name.
She's been on the show for 5 seconds.
Her routine, she could be like a pilot.
Yes, thank you, Jenna.
Jenna, don't egg them on.
Little hat and everything.
Stop it.
All right,
I thought we were here to have fun.
We are.
Not humiliate our listener.
Oh.
We apologize, Lacey.
You're good.
What do you do for work, though?
I'm a chef.
Okay.
They all kind of looked at each other.
Just kind of wanted to give you the clear.
What is your specialty? What is your specialty in the kitchen?
I love Southern food, but I actually work in an elementary school.
Oh.
Okay.
So I get the sweet little ones.
Oh, that's
good.
So you're kind of the crazy lunch lady?
I prefer to be the hot lunch lady.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we'll go with the hot.
Right then.
Named like Lacey Pilot.
Uh-huh.
Of course you are.
Look her up right now. All right.
All right, Nick, take it away.
Okay, guys, the game is simple. I will read a statement with a blank in it, and then Lacey and our celebrity panel will write down their answers to fill in that blank. And if Lacey matches with one of our celebrities, she gets a point. But points don't matter. We're just playing for fun.
Yeah.
Let's meet the celebrity.
That's right, Nick.
Hey, Jenna.
I am the proud owner of 144 rolls of toilet paper.
Wow.
Ooh. Nice.
Bragger.
Look at that.
I ordered a dozen. It was 12 dozen.
Okay.
And JC.
Hola, Chuck. Yo tengo un gato que se llama Amigo.
Something about your cat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
His name's Amigo.
Hello, Kelly.
Hello, Chuck. Have I mentioned I'm dating Alan yet today?
A few times.
Okay. Yeah.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Time.
And finally, Big Al Mac.
Look here, people. It's the middle of the week. If you wonder what you smell, I think it's my feet. Thank you.
Oh.
It was on the fly, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
That's pretty
good.
Was.
It was. Thank you.
Pretty good.
Okay, guys, let's get ready here for number one. Don't say your answer out loud. Just write it down.
Got it.
Say ding whenever you are ready to go.
Okay.
Here we go. Big Al only had 6 customers at his bar for New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
The reason no one showed up was blank.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Ding.
There's so many possibilities. Big Al only had 6 customers at his bar for New Year's Eve. The reason no one showed up was blank.
Ding.
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 Oh, no.
You don't have to be mean. Yeah. It just accidentally happens.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Here we go. Let's go with Lacey first. Big Al only had 6 customers at his bar for New Year's Eve. The reason no one showed up was...
he broke another TV.
Oh, he broke another TV. Lacey's been listening.
Good answer.
All right.
Good answer.
Okay, let's start with Jenna. Let's see. Why do you think no one showed up to Big Al's bar on New Year's Eve?
Because Big Al and only Big Al was allowed to do karaoke all night.
Good answer.
My wife liked that one.
Yeah.
JC, let's go to you. Why did no one show up to Big Al's bar?
They were at the bar next door, Chuck.
It was really hard to get in that bar.
Another good answer.
Man, the line was so long, dude.
Another good answer.
The party's happening,
right?
And Kelly, why did no one show up to Big Al's bar?
Because his bar sucks, Chuck.
Oh, Kelly!
Oh, dang!
Dang!
Kelly Raspberry!
Dang!
Oh.
No. No birthday party for you.
Shame.
Oh, Kelly.
Okay, Big Al, let's go to you. Your bar only had 6 customers for New Year's Eve. The reason no one showed up was...
because Kelly sucks. No, I'm sorry. Spoiled bean pies, Chuck.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, spoiled bean pies.
Well, sorry, Lacey, we had no matches there, but there might be some tension in the room now. But it's okay. Okay, here we go. Yeah. Moving on. Jenna loves to spoil her pug, Wheezy. She even bought Wheezy a new blank. Jenna loves to spoil her pug, Wheezy. She even bought Wheezy a new blank.
Ding.
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 Okay, great. Hey, Lacey, let's go to you first. Jenna loves to spoil her pug, Wheezy. She even bought Wheezy a new...
matching bling sweatshirt. Where's Jenna?
Oh!
Big listener.
That's cute.
Yeah.
I wish I'd thought of that. Yeah. That's
big
really
listener.
Good.
Right?
Very. Man, we're way too smart to be on our show.
Right?
She's good. Hey, JC, let's go to you first. Jenna loves to spoil Wheezy. She even bought her a new...
humping blanket, Chuck.
Oh.
The humping blanket that Jenna always gives her dogs.
And, well, no match there. Kelly, what did Jenna...
dead one, by the way.
Oh, sorry. I got the pugs mixed up. I'm sorry.
What did Jenna buy Wheezy?
I said, Jenna bought Wheezy a... Al's bar really doesn't suck. I felt bad about that.
Felt bad. Uh-huh. Good for you.
Okay, good answer, but no match there.
Oh, really? No.
Yeah, no match. Big Al, let's go to you. What did Jenna buy Wheezy?
A new bone, Chuck.
Okay. And finally, Jenna.
I love that one because I couldn't say it myself.
Jenna, you love your pug Wheezy so much, you even bought Wheezy a...
I got her a gym membership.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know
what?
The dogs in California were so fit, they were hiking canyons. I was blown away. I saw a fit pug, and I had pug fit envy. So Wheezy's going to get fit.
Okay, time to hit the gym, Wheezy. Man, Lacey, so far, shut out with 0 points.
But your answers are so good, Lacey.
Yeah, you really. I just start thinking like you, Lacey. Yeah. I'm going to try and think like you right here.
Well, like somebody that actually listens to the show.
Yeah, right.
Yes, okay.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Number 3, Kelly doesn't remember much from New Year's Eve.
No.
But hopefully, she remembers when Alan blank.
Did he?
What?
Kelly doesn't remember much from New Year's Eve, but hopefully she remembers when Alan blank.
Ding.
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 Oh, fast on this one.
You're good.
Posing, JC.
That's my ding pose.
Are you ready for the camera for Kid TV to show you?
That's my ding pose.
Is everyone in?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Here we go. Lacey, let's go to you first. Kelly doesn't remember much from New Year's Eve, but hopefully she remembers when Alan...
Oh, there's so many I wanted to say.
I know.
But hit the ballet.
Oh, dang!
You
Lacey pilot!
You are so smart.
For real.
She really does know the show better than all of us.
Dang.
Yes, you do. I'm very sorry for saying you were on the pole.
Yeah, you should be, Al.
Yes, I'm in.
Man.
Jenna, let's go to you first. Kelly doesn't remember much from New Year's Eve, but hopefully she remembers when Alan...
put on her dress.
Actually, we are the same size.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're big people.
That's awesome.
Okay. Now, one of us is big people. One of us is an average-sized man.
Oh, wow.
JC, let's go to you. What does Kelly... hopefully Kelly remembers when Alan... blank.
Abracabooyad.
Abracabooyad. Yeah.
Okay. No match. Sorry. No match. Big Al, let's go to you. Kelly doesn't remember much from New Year's Eve, but hopefully she remembers when Alan
waved his magic wand.
Oh, baby. Yeah. Trust me, that didn't happen.
And Kelly, last to you. You don't remember much from New Year's Eve. Hopefully you remember when Alan...
read it for me, JC.
Tipped the valet.
Whoa!
We have a match!
Wow.
I'm not even lying because, let me just tell you, that listener wrote in about me not tipping Alan.
Oh,
you're so
mad.
Alan's like, I tipped that blank. He was so mad.
No,
he
said blank.
No, Alan tipped him. He wanted a tip from you because it would have been cool. Yeah, Alan tipped him.
Yay, it's
all
a
right,
match.
You got a match. You got a match.
Here we go. Last one. Lacey finally has a point.
Yep.
Here we go. JC created a new workout, and it's called...
How dumb is he?
Pulling the curtain back, my son called me dumb over the break.
He's doing a different question.
Well, HR said I couldn't do it.
Oh, come on!
They wouldn't tell me who was offended by the questions, but someone was.
Jason, you ruined it for everyone.
My son ruined it.
So, JC created a new workout, and it's called blank.
Oh, great.
Ding.
Ding.
Oh, that fast? A new workout.
Ding.
See, I've wanted to create many workouts.
Ding.
Ding.
If I wanted to create a new workout.
A new workout. Yeah, there's one.
Ding. Well, there's already one, but I'll ding it anyways.
Okay, cool. All right, Lacey, let's go to you first. JC created a new workout called...
the airplane spoon arm warm-up.
Dang, you're good, Lacey.
I don't remember that one.
In his Snapchat, Snapchat video.
Oh, yesterday.
That was good. Okay.
Wow, short memory.
Yeah. Okay. Welcome to our world, Lacey.
Yeah, right.
All right, Jenna, let's see if we can get Lacey some points. JC created a new workout called...
Baby Food Fitness.
I'm counting it.
We'll count it.
That's a better name.
Yeah, I know. Well, honestly, I wrote out how to work out while eating baby food, and then I was like, scratch it, baby food fitness.
Yeah.
Perfect. It's a match. Lacey has 2 points.
Match.
Kelly, let's go to you. JC's new workout is called...
Working Out for Dummies.
That would actually sell pretty well, I think.
And all the other ones.
That actually would do extremely well.
Good.
I'm not even offended, even though I am.
All right, Big Al, let's go to you. JC's new workout is called...
6 Minute Stupid Abs.
All right, that's great. It's supposed to be dumb, dummy.
Oh, well.
It's all the same.
Well, he didn't like dumb.
Right. We're trying to teach kids to be nice and not use the S-bomb.
Okay, JC, finally, your new workout is called...
the Cholo Workout.
Okay.
No.
I was waiting for that one.
Yeah. Well, if you were Mexican, you would appreciate that.
But man, Kelly and Al, y'all answers were great.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
so
you.
Funny.
Thank you. No matches on that one, Lacey. But
no,
you know what?
Jenna.
Jenna.
Yep.
Yeah.
Lacey got 2 points playing match game. Congratulations,
all
Lacey.
All right, Lacey.
And Big Al, what does she win?
You win 4,000 Kid Craddock Morning Show bonus points.
Yay!
Please go to KidNation.com and locate the store, the Kid Craddock store, and just shop and just pick out something that you like.
Yeah,
okay?
It moves from time to time, so you just got to look for it.
And you also win our admiration for knowing the show
thank you.
Well.
Man, you are a genius. You're a Kid Craddock Morning Show genius.
Oh, I don't know.
We don't even remember half the stuff we talk about.
And this was recent.
Right?
I have listened more than y'all know.
Who's your favorite on the show?
Stop it. I don't like that question.
Well, I'd have to say Kelly because
I love it.
I feel like I've known her. Yes, the longest.
Now it's my favorite question.
Well, you're our favorite, Lacey. Enjoy your bonus points. Thank you for playing with us.
Awesome. Thank you. Have a lovely day.
Bye, Lacey. Bye. Pilot.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.